I know it's not right, but I'm drawn here night after night. I walk by your house, and in my darkest of dreams, well, baby, I'm dreaming of you.
I walk
by your house. Slip out the back door, run down the block. Somehow, I have to tell you, I just want to talk. Do you ever walk by my house? Do you walk by my
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. First hour, it's a new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour would be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Lucky Soul, Matt Pompier, and The Districts. Today's reissue song is from the Waterboys off a re-release of their classic Fisherman's Blues album. Also in this morning's entertainment, a new single from Frankie Rose. Decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Lazy Day. Lazy Day is a mixed-gendered, female-fronted, lo-fi, dreamy grunge quartet out of London. The band recently signed to Lost Map Records, and they've released a couple of 7-inch singles, which the idea of digital singles still cracks me up. Anyway, I just found them in April of this year with the release of their single With My Mind. I like their sound so much I started following them on SoundCloud, and then over the weekend, I was rewarded with this just-released single, Hiccup. The new tune is a pre-release single for their upcoming record label debut EP, Ribbons. And I believe EP is set for release in September. New music from Lazy Day here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Doesn't
That was the latest material from Lime Cordial here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. I want to apologize. They're doing construction right outside of the studio here, and I don't know how long it's going to last, and it is causing me anxiety. Anyway, I'll try to make my way through it. Anyway, Lime Cordial is a band I first discovered in 2014, South by Southwest. I went to this venue for an afternoon showcase put on by the government of Australia. My intention was to see a band called The Creases. I got there early, and Lime Cordial was playing, and I was really digging their sound, so I began to casually follow them. They've been quiet for a while, with releasing only one single in 2016. That pace hasn't picked up much for 2017. The song just aired there is called Temper Temper, and it's the only effort from them so far, but it's a nice little tune from them. Changing musical direction with the latest from Tracy Bryant. Tracy Bryant fronts a four-piece indie rock neo-folk band out of Los Angeles, California. Tracy is supported by Brian Allen, Nick Winfrey, and Cameron Gartung. The boys have been associated with Burger Records, which is how I found them. Started doing a little research on Tracy Bryant and discovered his first release was an album, self-titled, originally released in 2005, also on Burger Records. I gave it a quick listen, and recognized the sound as familiar, but it was also very immature, a little rough. He's laid low for about 10 years before regrouping, and now has a new album coming out in October. The album is titled A Place for Nothing and Everything in Its Place. I have for you this morning the album's pre-release single, Forever Certain. New music from Tracy Bryant here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
That was the latest material from The Districts here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. The Districts are four guys from a little town in Pennsylvania called Lititz, which is just north of Lancaster. They have since relocated to Philly to pursue their craft. They have just signed a deal with Fat Possum Records to release their debut full-length album, A Flourish and a Spoil, which was released in 2015. They've been quite busy with another full-length album in 2016, and now for 2017 they released, or will be releasing, Popular Manipulations. This track there is called Before I Wake.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations, nutrition, and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies. Helping more children live a full life beyond age 5.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
Next up is a new one from Tanika Charles. This artist was suggested to me by a listener, and I'm absolutely thrilled to hear about this talented artist from Toronto, Canada. Tanika Charles, she fronts a 7-piece ensemble that includes guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, and a full-throated backing vocal section. Ms. Charles recently released her album Soul Run back in April of this year. I gave it a listen over the weekend and became totally smitten. It's fresh and familiar all at the same time. I was having an awful time trying to decide which track I was going to play for you this morning. I really liked the title track, but I ended up going with Endless Chain. I can tell you that I'm definitely going to be making this a double down in within the next couple weeks. Really like this a lot. New music from Tanika Charles here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Day.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Frankie Rose. Right after the latest here from Lucky Soul. New music from Lucky Soul here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. Hanging here with TK. Lucky Soul, Well, they are a London-based quintet. Excuse me. They deliver some charming 50s styles pop sound. It's kind of part Sandy Shaw and a little bit of Ronettes with a little bit of R being thrown in there. They are comprised of Toby Fogle on bass, Allie Howard doing the vocals, Andrew Laidlaw on guitar, Ivar Sims also on guitar, and Neil Perkins on drums. I found them back in 2010 with the release of a single called White Russian Doll. It was a really catchy alt-pop tune. 2017 finds Lucky Soul releasing a wonderful new full-length album called Hard Lines. I read a review on All Music Guide, and I gave it an editor's pick. The tune I just shared with you was parenthetically Hurts Like A and Bee Sting. Well, it is time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's the part of the show when I like to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career, and today's subject is Frankie Rose. Frankie Rose may not be a well-known name as an artist, but I really like what she does. She has a great resume. She was an original member of the Crystal Stilts, the Dum Dum Girls, and the Vivian Girls. Her new album, Cage Tropical, came out on August 11th on Slumberland Records. The track I have to share for you this morning is called Trouble. So this is Frankie Rose. She is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Oh,
Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Frankie Rose with Sorrow, and it's from her 2013 album, Here and Wild. All right, keeping things going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from the Waterboys. The album that has been re-released is their classic Fisherman's Blues album, which originally came out in 1988. The Waterboys are a Scottish folk rock band. They were formed in Edinburgh in 1983 by Mike Scott. The band was a collective with, at one time, well, not one time, but they had over 50 people playing in some version of that band. Two notable former members, at least notable for me, were Carl Wallinger, who started the band World Party, and then Eddie Reeder, who started the band Fairground Attraction, that came out of the Waterboys Collective. The Waterboys were hugely respected by musicians, but in the American music market, they just couldn't break through. The one track that did impact the U.S. music scene was the title track to Fisherman's Blues, so that's what I'm going to play for you now. So this is the Waterboys with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thank you. Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5. WMFO, TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was the latest from Matt Pond, PA. It seems that Matt Pond has decided to go back to the Matt Pond, PA moniker. And, whatever works. I got to meet Matt when I was a promoter. And also, I emceed the show called the Nines Music Festival in Devens, Massachusetts, back in 2013. Matt played at our event. He's a really nice guy. And then I got to see him, at the Great Scott last year. Anyway, been a fan for years. Matt's new album, Still Summer, came out on August 11th, and that was the title track. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Beach Tape. Beach Tape, which is a great name for a band, is Rory, Leo, Andy, and Dan. They play indie alt rock or alt folk and rock kind of sounds, which is the best way I can describe them. Sometimes have difficulties with that. They're getting ready to release their record label debut EP called Hold Music on September 8th. I was able to get my hands on the disc's pre-release single. It's called Slow. New music from Beach Tape here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Christine.
new music from Freedom Fry here on 91.5 Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Good stuff. And I'm also available online, rather, at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freedom Fry is Matt Seyrut and, or I'm sorry, Marie Seyrut and Bruce Driscoll. They are from Paris and Los Angeles, respectively. The story goes, and I read this on their page there, so I'm assuming it's true, that the pair first met in April of 2011 when Marie was the stylist on a video for Driscoll's other band, Blondefire. Bruce was attracted to Marie's whispery voice, and I guess the rest is history. The new album, Strange Attraction, comes out September 7th, and it's actually really an EP, four songs long, and I just aired there the title track. Let me slip in one more from Aaron D'Alessio. He's an indie singer-songwriter from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Just recently signed to Paper Bag Records, which is how I found him. He has his record label debut full-length self-titled album coming out on August 25th, and I was able to procure this pre-release single. It's called Long Way Gone. Check it out. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.